At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, has their fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weather Peak. But did you know they sell other automotive products as well? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, just go to TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com. It's the way the tire buying should be.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
How are you on this Thursday?
Well, I'm good. I mean, do I do my thing where I say I'm 0 for 2 in my bracket right now and I throw a big, hey, you know, pity party for myself?
Misery loves company. So I'm right there with you. I am right alongside with you.
I'm going to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers.
It's funny what you said about it being the first upset, because I actually don't think I heard anyone all week make the argument for Michigan State. So I think they actually closed as a slight favorite in the betting market. So by technicality, it wasn't an upset. But by percentage of brackets, after Mississippi State destroyed Tennessee in that standalone game in the SEC tournament last week, I think that was an upset as well. That was the other game, obviously, that has gone final.
We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Not only is it off to an 0-2 start, and again, people don't care about our brackets. I did a BYU in the Elite Eight, so that's already out the window. We're not even to the 4 o'clock Eastern time on Thursday, and there will be no perfect Elite Eight. But that is what makes today great. I even put this on the tweet, Aaron, and we'll dive into the action that we saw so far, the action that's going on right now. But that's what makes today great. Like, I had a giddiness. I stayed up, I kid you not, to 2 a.m. local time this morning, just making sure everything was finalized and the contests and the stuff that, just to make sure that my finishing touches, because I look so forward to this day. And 5 minutes into that Michigan State-Mississippi State game, where I also had Mississippi State winning because I believe in the SEC, I thought that the SEC would show well in the NCAA tournament, it felt like I was kicked in the you-know-what about 20 times. Like, that's what I get. And the game's only, 7-2, 4 minutes in. You go to that first TV timeout, your team's losing, and it's an awful feeling. Duquesne jumps out to a lead on BYU, 7-0. Cougars come all the way back, take the lead for like a millisecond, and then Duquesne ends up taking off and never really looked back. They kind of held the Cougars at bay. But that's what we've got already in two games. It is March. It is Tom Izzo. But it's just to have these games, the emotions of, I mean, it feels like when I was a kid at Christmas night. That's what today is for me. And I'm just so excited that we're hanging out here. It's why I couldn't call it work when I put it on social media.
No, I agree 100%. And it's funny because I don't want to speak for you, but I don't think you're much of a gambler, Dan. But
No.
I only bring it up because, I'm not, reckless or anything. And I mean, that'll be a topic for maybe hour two. But I bring it up because anyone who has recreationally bet on sports knows the game, especially in basketball, because you can kind of feel team and this, where you just know within like a minute you're on the complete wrong side of it. And the first two games were exactly that, where it was just like, okay, BYU might win this game, But Duquesne came to play, and to your point, when I spent all that time thinking about this bracket for the last 4 days, we were on Sunday afternoon when it came out, and we basically have not stopped thinking about it since. How did I just gloss over that maybe Duquesne would give this a game? How did I just gloss over that Michigan State, no one is picking them? Should I be concerned here?
I'll tell you why. Because we look at all the stats, we look at the numbers, we look at BYU in now a better conference this year in the Big 12. We're saying, look at how they shoot threes. What's the recipe to go far? Like, if you can get hot and you can score from the perimeter, look out, world. You could go on a run. I do have questions about Illinois, despite them making a run in the Big Ten tournament and winning that tournament. They're the three seed in that region. There's could be some crazy stuff because you have Iowa State playing South Dakota State, and you have Drake in that matchup in Omaha as well. So there's all these things, these pieces that you put together when you're making your bracket. But to your point about me not being a gambler, that is 100% correct. And that is why I think that this is so unique and so special, because of the brackets. And listen, we're not the first people to go on a show and talk about how great the brackets are. And when we talk about expanding the tournament, the first thing people will point to is, how is this going to affect the bracket? But sports gambling, listen, it's everywhere, right? I mean, yes. You're more into it. I know with your podcast and other things you've got going on, you broadcast last week from Las Vegas, right?
From the
Circa Pool, is that?
What, like the pool is called Stadium Swim, but Circa Casino. Yes.
Okay. So the point being, and that tells you how much that I gamble, because I really don't, is you can make all your picks you want. The listeners that listen to this show can make all the picks that they want. Everybody here at Fox Sports Radio can make all of the bets on games that they want. But when you have a bracket,
yes,
there is something with that. If we all bet on this Duquesne-BYU game and say we took Duquesne in the points, there is not that same level of fervor compared to a bracket and where you have teams going.
100%.
As I mentioned, I put BYU in the Elite Eight, so it meant more to me than maybe somebody who only had BYU going a step. But what it also does is there's this other level of it, of people just rooting for upsets. And how many people are picking Duquesne? And how many people, you know, we joked this week of learning about the pronunciation of Duquesne. I don't think anybody even knows that it's in Pittsburgh. You're learning about this whole thing. That's what ends up evolving, though, and becomes so great. We have five people down the hallway that are rolling on all these games. And by rolling, we're recording them and cutting up the highlights. And every single one of those people are excited. You mentioned it. You work from home a lot, and that it's a different feel. This is what the bracket does, and this is why today is so special. This is why today is, in my mind, the Christmas Day of sports, because it just has a feel like no other, and why I stayed up till 2 a.m. getting ready for today.
Well, and it has a feel like no other, and I'm not the first or 100th or 5,000th person to say it, but everybody can get involved, right? Like, even a great NFL Sunday, and I know the whole thing about, well, somebody, people play fantasy and people do this, people do that. You know, everyone in your social circle, like, isn't playing fantasy or isn't gambling or isn't a fan of a team, and you'll still get together, whatever. But everybody can fill out a bracket. I mean, you know, I was with my wife and she's at, you know, tell me, what is UAB? What does that mean? Oh, it's Alabama, Birmingham, you know, and like, she can get into it. My sister-in-law was over the house last night. She can get into it. So I think that's what makes it unique, is it is the bracket, the piece of paper that unifies everything. And then it's the visceral emotion that it creates, where we're down the hall, you know, 10 days ago, a week ago, no disrespect to any of our colleagues, I don't know how many of them knew what Duquesne was or where it is or how to pronounce it or whatever. And now half the hallway has Duquesne and they're yelling and screaming, and half the hallway, myself included, doesn't have Duquesne and they're yelling and screaming the opposite direction. So it's what makes this so fun. And it is like gambling, but it's not really gambling. And it's just one of the best, most fun, unifying things in sports that we have.
The investment is minimal.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And it's much more exciting than, say, if you were to take, you know, place a bet on something that was 10-1. And you do it in this version, it's similar. You get in a pool of 10 people, hey, winner takes all. Like, there's the competition amongst other people than just placing a single bet. And that's what it's so unique. It's so different, and it's just so great.
It is.
But I do have to say, because there are now finals in the books, as you mentioned, Michigan State beating Mississippi State today. We see BYU bowing out to Duquesne in our first upset. We also have data over these last 2 days where Virginia was run off the court by Colorado State, and then Colorado last night survives against Boise State. So you have the Mountain West going 1-1 in those first four. You have the SEC dropping that game to a Big Ten school. But now you have the Big 12, and you have a BYU team who quite honestly was underseeded because of the parameters that they have to fit in within the bracket. They were likely a 5 seed. They could not play on a Friday or Sunday, so they had to be put in a region where their games were Thursday and Saturday, and the place where they fit was at the 6 line, so they end up facing 11-seeded Duquesne. There are those domino effects. But now you wonder, I go back to Tuesday and I think, all right, we knew that the ACC wasn't great.
Sure.
But now if here's a Virginia team that ends up getting in and puts that performance together, how strong is the ACC? And I think the question could be now with BYU, all right, we felt like BYU was a decent team in the Big 12. We know Houston won the league and people are picking Houston to win it all. How good is the Big 12? Do you have any concerns about the ACC or the Big 12 just off of these two performances that we've got so far?
Well, I didn't think the ACC was very good all year, and that was part of the frustration with the Virginia thing, even getting in. This has been a common conversation with people that know and love college basketball is, you know, you can put together a bad performance in the NCAA tournament, and it doesn't mean that you didn't belong. But there was nothing on Virginia's resume that really said that they did belong, and part of it was the fact that the conference was so abysmal. And so you add an abysmal conference that would have only gotten 3 bids had Virginia not been let in, had NC State not won the conference tournament. And, you know, you look at Virginia's performance and you say, we all saw this coming. So I was a little down on the ACC this year. We talked about this on Sunday. We were doing the bracket show. Is if UConn's the number one overall seed, if Marquette and Creighton, which is currently playing right now, are a two and three seed respectively, part of the resume that they built was beating St. John's and beating Seton Hall and beating these other Big East teams. So for the Big East to only get 3 as opposed to the ACC getting 5, I think it's all just largely been confirmed to this point that the preconceptions we had going into Selection Sunday, the ACC should not be given the benefit of the doubt. The Big East probably should have more than it was. I think it's only been confirmed early so far in this tournament.
Yeah, it's just it is very early, but I remember when a few years ago, I think it was Boise State, I think I mentioned this during the selection show, in the first four where they ended up losing a game and maybe didn't look too good, and I had some stock in the Mountain West. I think they had maybe 4 or 5 teams in the bracket that season, and it kind of reflected throughout. Now, I think it actually helps the Mountain West to see how good Colorado State did. I know Boise State lost last night against Colorado, and Boise State was not happy with their seeding when we saw on Selection Sunday, and here we are on Thursday, and they're not even in the tournament anymore. But I do think that there are things that you can pull from it, and I'm really curious on the Michigan State victory if this is just another case of Tom Izzo being Tom Izzo. Because I know that the line was a certain way at some point, but I did hear a lot of action on Michigan State for the simple fact of, well, I'm not going to bet against Tom Izzo in March.
Sure.
You know, especially with Tom Izzo as an 8 seed and or 9 seed in where they were in that 8-9 game. There's no way I'm going to bet against him. And I think to myself, all right, well, come on, you know, the SEC was a better league. Now it has me thinking, all right, is the Big Ten a little bit better? Does North Carolina right now is, getting a little something from Wagner? Tar Heels up 5 midway through the first half. But, you know, is that something to watch? Those are all conclusions that you can draw. Now, hey, maybe Illinois isn't as bad as I thought, you know, that it once was. Maybe Wisconsin in that 5-12 tricky game against James Madison. Maybe the Badgers will fare a little bit better since maybe the Michigan State squad that we thought wasn't as good ends up showing up today like they did.
No, it'll be interesting, and it'll be interesting to just see how it all plays out, because we do have these perceptions, about the Big 12, about the SEC, about the Big 10. I mean, listen, this is a big NCAA tournament for the Big 10. We know about Purdue's history. We know about Wisconsin, to your point, being a trendy 5-12, be on the wrong side of the upset type thing. Illinois is probably the one that it feels like a lot of people seem to believe in. But I just bring it up because there's a lot at stake for a lot of these schools.
And one other point before we take a timeout, and we'll let you know these scores as well, because I know that's a big part of what's going on, and maybe Nick Copen in just the 60 seconds here can tell us what's going on in these matchups. But when we were on the selection show doing it here on the network on Sunday, we noticed, and it was obvious, the first four games were 10 seeds.
Yes.
So when you looked at the 11 seeds, you saw Duquesne wins the A-10 mm-hmm. automatic qualifier, a bid stealer. Yes. NC State ends up being a bid stealer in the ACC. So when you were looking at the 11 seeds that we had laid out, you're thinking, all right, how good are those teams really? And this is a balance. So you have Duquesne ends up winning, and NC State ends up winning the tournament. Do you go on the, this team is hot? Or do you go on the, this team played a lot of basketball, got hot during the week, but they're probably out of gas? And that's where I am with NC State. Now Duquesne gets the win today, and now I'm thinking to myself, huh, maybe that's NC State. So just in the first window of it, like trying to draw the conclusions, you're trying to get as much information as you can. It was hard to even juggle the 11 seeds that I didn't think were too strong, because I didn't think those teams should have been in the tournament anyway.
But it's interesting, though, because I hadn't really thought of it from that perspective. But so say an Oregon, say an NC State. Like if NC State beats Duke on a random Tuesday in February, nobody bats their eyelashes. But if they beat Texas Tech today or whenever, I think they do play today. If they beat Texas Tech today, then it's an 11 seed pulled off the upset. But, you know,
yeah,
they're a power conference team. Same with Oregon. I think Oregon's about a 1-point underdog against South Carolina. So most people feel like that could go either way. So I think that's interesting, is that all four 11 seeds are actually from multi-bid leagues, and two of them are from power conferences. And so now all of a sudden, that upset that in your bracket feels big maybe isn't quite as big. Now, I think Duquesne would be by far the biggest one of any of them that happened. New Mexico probably would have been in.
Sure.
They should have been in. They wouldn't have been in, but they probably should have been in even if they hadn't won the Mountain West. Obviously, Oregon has always been very good, even if they weren't this year. NC State the same. So that makes it interesting to think about, is especially with all those teams on the 11 line that kind of play in those traditional multi-bid leagues, it won't be as surprising if we see more upsets, obviously, with the first one already happening.
Yeah, that 6-11 matchup. 5-12 historically, you know, you always try to pick a 12 to upset a 5, but 6-11, there are just as many upsets, maybe if not more, than in other spots, and we already have it today with the Duquesne win.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Sometimes you get this, you get the higher seeds on day one, and maybe the competitive games move away from you, but should get some interesting matchups tonight. And again, that 314 matchup as well. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings and get rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. If you looked at those brackets right now and you look at where the hosts are, you would see Doug Gottlieb on top of that mountain. A 2-0 start to the bracket, and the host of the show joins us here on Fox Sports Radio. Why did you like Duke Kane over BYU in that 6-11 game today, Dougie?
Again, probably a little bit inside knowledge here. First, Keith Dambrot, fellow member of the Tribe. I've watched his team a bunch. They're really athletic across the board. I thought they matched up well with BYU. I think styles make the fight. BYU, they actually 51% of their makes on the season are three-point shots. They actually make more threes, take more threes than they do twos. And I thought Duquesne came out with a great game plan. And, listen, you have a couple of days to prepare for BYU as opposed to had BYU won that game. Their second game, they're hard to prepare for because they play so much differently than most teams. You know, five guys that can shoot, a lot of different actions. I just thought Duquesne was a little bit more athletic. They did a great job of making BYU finish at the rim and then finish over length. And, you know, BYU went on a couple cold stretches. I mean, honestly, the game was a little closer at the end than it should have been because Duquesne, a couple weird fouls and bad defensive plays by them allowed BYU to stay close.
So, Doug, I'm looking at your bracket right now, and you had the conundrum that I was in, you went all in on. So I was at the Pac-12 tournament. I saw Arizona look as good as any team can possibly look against USC. Then I saw them, you know, listen, Oregon's got some dudes now, but, you know, and that's been my problem with Arizona. They haven't been consistent for two games in a row, basically all of Pac-12 play. The talent is unquestionable, but so it clearly you think that they're going to be able to kind of keep that switch flipped for the totality of the tournament.
I mean, you know, it's a guess. So here's the logic behind it. What we do, and it's very normal, is we take a team and we say Arizona – you know, they haven't gotten out of the first weekend, three of the last four times they've been in the tournament. And we say, well, this is an Arizona trend. And it's fair, but you have to take a longer look at this team where they flipped out their backcourt. You know, that Kirk Carissa was their point guard in the previous two tournaments. He's at West Virginia. He's a great shooter, but doesn't have the ability to pressure the ball or get into the defense. Kylan Boswell, who played in a great game today. Now, he's been a little up and down. But Kylan Boswell gives them a guy who's a threat at both ends. And then they go and get Caleb Love, who, you know, has played for a national championship. Not a great defender, but a great scorer. He struggled today, but he's a Pac-12 player of the year. Then they add Keyshawn Johnson, who, remember, started for San Diego State last year. And Keyshawn he's going to hit threes. Not a lot of teams are going to beat Arizona. He hit two today. But you brought in two guys in Love and Johnson that have played for national championships. You changed out your point guards and give yourself a much more athletic point guard and create shots. So I just like this Arizona team and their talent more so than I do some of the other teams that they're going to face. So it's a little bit of a gamble because, you know, obviously UConn's sitting there in that same bracket. But, I'm going all in on Arizona to play in the desert.
We don't get to say this too often, but Doug Gottlieb joining us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer sitting in for Doug because Doug's doing his stuff with Westwood One. You talk about Arizona and maybe people having a fear of putting that name too far in the bracket. I think the same could be said for Purdue. Glancing at your bracket, you feel that this is a Final Four contender. Is it with their region, or you just think that Purdue is ready to take that next step to be, which we've been waiting for 40-plus years?
A little of both, you know. I mean, you know, projecting out, I mean, was it Kansas or Gonzaga waiting for them? You know, again, if seeds hold in the Sweet 16, and I, you know, Kansas without Kevin McCullough, I don't think is going to make it out of the first weekend. And if they do, they're not beating Purdue. And then Gonzaga, this is a good Gonzaga team, but it's an outstanding Purdue team. I just, And some of this, and Aaron can attest to this, is the bias of having seen Purdue. I saw Purdue lose to Wisconsin just last week. I've seen them survive Illinois. But when you see them in person, they're so impressive with their physicality. They have just enough depth, just enough shot making, just enough experience. Do I love them? No, but, you know, this is like they're all like superheroes. They all have their flaw, right? And Purdue's flaw, probably twofold. One, not crazy athletic in their backcourt. And, you know, Lance Jones changes some of that because he can go get a bucket. And then, you know, look, if Zach Edey gets into foul trouble or you can make him come out in the court and guard, you know, you can give them fits. On the other hand, you got to figure out a way to guard him. And he's so different than any player you're going to play against. They are different. It's really hard. And I'm betting on Braden Smith, especially, and Fletcher Lawyer as sophomores to show some maturity. You know, Braden's got a little banged up in the Big Ten tournament, but I'm betting on eventually they'll figure it out. It's like, look, we've seen Virginia struggle in the tournament, lose as a one seed to a 16, then win the championship the next year. So it happens to all of these teams, and you got to get the right timing, you got to be healthy, you got to get the right draw, a little bit of luck. So I'm betting on a little bit of luck here for Purdue.
Same things, kind of same vein. You know, Houston was just destroying everybody. Big guy Juwan Roberts gets a little bit banged up. Have you heard anything?
But I haven't.
Yeah, it's like they've been so awesome all year, but at some point.
I know, but that's like when you don't hear about injuries, It makes you think they're not going to play. And if they don't have all their guys, yeah, it changes you. By the way, here's just a question, and I'm not saying you guys, okay, but how many people accosted, said, you know, the tournament committee is such a joke after the Virginia thing, and there are two teams that they said don't belong in, Virginia and Michigan State. Michigan State dominated Mississippi State. Now, I agreed on Virginia not being in. I thought Michigan State was absolutely a tournament team. I think you completely reward a team that plays that level of schedule. And they always, because they're Michigan State, they play a more difficult Big Ten schedule than some other teams. But it's really interesting how eerily quiet it's gotten on social media. Oh, the committee's a bunch of idiots for Virginia. Well, you were complaining about the Michigan State entry, too. Apparently, they might have known what they're doing there.
I'll even say something about Michigan State, and it may not be entirely true, but at the time when they lose to James Madison, we didn't know James Madison was James Madison. And
True. And
that there is a thing of like you lose to James Madison. There is something there's I don't want to say a stench because it's too harsh of a word. And not that Michigan State didn't have opportunities to right their wrong, but I think that kind of sticks with people. Like it doesn't erase because you just weren't expecting at the time. And I think sometimes that sticks. Now I also think that people just say Izzo in March, Michigan State advances. Look at me, I'm right again. But I do think that sometimes that does happen with teams.
Listen, I mean, think about the matchup now. Carolina, Michigan State.
Right, yeah.
I mean, that's going to be a great game. I mean, in all candor, I think Michigan State's got a great shot. And one reason is, and remember Michigan State, for people who didn't follow it, Jeremy Fears is the star freshman point guard who they expected by this time this year to take over as the starter. He started to play more and more minutes. We get shot when he went home for Christmas, like a stray bullet shot him, so he's out for the year. So, like, there's some stuff that goes on that you can't plan for, and they figured it out. But I think we're in for those 8-9 games, especially, and I know, Aaron, you believe this. If FAU can win, I mean, FAU, UConn, North Carolina, Michigan State in the second round, holy cow, are these games amazing.
They are. You know, I actually wanted to ask you about UConn, and excuse me, not just from a, you know, win, loss, tournament, whatever perspective, but, you know, I saw like Jeff Borzella from ESPN interviewed some NBA scouts this week, and they said, you know, best team across the board that I've seen in X number of years scouting. Just as a coach, as a guy who's been in these games, played at high levels, for people who don't know the X's and O's and what UConn is doing on a night in, night out basis, like, how impressive are they, and like, how tough of a scout are they? Because it just feels like across the board, they're pretty darn good.
Well, their style offensively is very much like a FIBA-influenced style, where they're running a lot of the same actions that people run, but there's all this, you know, it's kind of sleight of hand. We'll take over here, we'll take over there, we'll take over there, and then they run the action. And they just get into their stuff. And then you combine that with they're one of those tough-ass teams that play hard. Like, I mean, so Danny, obviously learning from his dad, I mean, it's about toughness, competitiveness at the defensive end, sharing the ball on offense. Then you factor in they're beautifully coached on offense, and they have really good talent and pieces that fit together. All those three things are important, right? It's not just the players. You have to have them pieced together properly, and then they got to accept their roles. Yeah, it's not just a really good team. It's a great program, and they're beautifully coached. And it's just interesting because, you know, Danny's teams and his offense has evolved over time. And I think, you know, if you were to watch the high-level FIBA stuff, that's what it looks like when you watch UConn. And then you have this beautiful spacing and ball movement. So, yeah, they're tough to – and the other part I like about their team is playing for a couple weeks without Donovan Kling in their center. They had to develop a little bit more of their bench. And you have to sometimes play left-handed in the tournament. There's going to be a time when you got your best players in foul trouble. And they have that. They got just enough swagger. They got just enough experience. They have rim protection. They have athleticism and shot-making. Again, I don't have them going to the Final Four, but it's more a factor of the fact that it's just really, really hard to repeat, you know? And I do wonder what happens if, kind of like a Creighton, you got some guys that can drag drag Donovan Kling away from the basket and make him defend in the perimeter.
He's Doug Gottlieb, the host of this Doug Gottlieb Show. Let's do this again tomorrow if we can. How about that? Sound good?
Okay. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Don't get comfortable. Those are my chairs.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings and get rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels. Sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. I'm Dan Beyer. He's Aaron Torres. A game's going on right now. Arizona trying to close out Long Beach State with 7 minutes left, up 17. Morehead State with the early lead on Illinois by 6, 8 minutes in to that contest. And North Carolina leads Wagner at the half by 12. All right, let's play a game. Let's get the crew together. It's that time.
Game time!
This is Game Time.
It's Game Time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Nick Cope is at the news desk. What do you got today, Nick?
All right, guys. Today's game is...
I feel a draft.
I feel a draft.
You know, Iowa Sam's here with that drop.
I got to have Estelle in there. Yep. I'm sorry.
All right, guys. So as Ian Eagle takes over for Jim Nance as the voice of the NCAA tournament in the Final Four, we are drafting our favorite active sports voices, those that are currently working. Our draft order, we're going to go Jay Stu, Aaron, Sam, Dan, and then myself. And if we have time, we'll loop back around and do a second round. So Jay Stu, will you do us the honors?
I prefer my my commentators to also have a play-by-play skill set.
All right.
And no one has ever done it better than my guy, Bob Costas. For you millennials, Bob is the best that there is. And he doesn't work much anymore, but when he does, I'll always tune in.
I did not expect Costas to go number one.
Yeah.
Not that it's a bad pick. I just did not expect it.
Good. Most millennials know him for the pink eye, so not a great thing to be
the
known
Sochi
for.
The Sochi Olympics, yeah. Aaron, you're up.
So I'm gonna pull a Matt Millen. Remember when he used to reach on wide receivers early in the draft when he didn't have to? I'm going to reach on a guy because I think he would be on the board, but he's a legend. He is still technically working, even if he didn't this year. That's Dick Vitale in college
good
basketball.
Call. That's yeah, a good, that's go. Very good.
Good call.
Very good pick.
Thank Sam. You.
All right. I'm not going to play to networks necessarily. I'm just going to go with my top overall guys here. I'm going to go with Dave Pasch. Big Dave Pasch.
Oh, interesting.
College Wild basketball.
Card. He's great.
College football. Does NBA. Dave Pasch, my first pick.
We didn't get enough of him and Walton at the end of the year. Walton dealing with health problems, but okay. Hopefully we get some of them in the future. Dan?
At number four, I think there are a lot of great names out there, and some names that I didn't expect to be there are still there. I'm going to go Kevin Harlan. He does. Ooh, he is such good. A good yep. spot for the moment, whether it be on TV, whether it be on radio, whether it be football, whether it be basketball. I'll take Kevin Harlan at number four.
All right, I'll go back to back here quick. This first voice, he's up and coming, and I don't think the average person knows, but if you do
Brian
follow this
Fenley?
Stuff.
No. Wow.
That's Nick Cope.
Yeah.
You choose yourself. He chooses himself. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to go Jason Benetti.
Oh, he's good.
He's really good.
He was my second pick.
He's quick. He's got great wit. He's on it.
You were afraid someone was going to take Pash, so you let Benetti for the second
and
round?
Benetti was my second pick here. Yeah.
All right, second one coming back around, John Miller, former voice of Sunday Night Baseball, works great for the pick. Giants, a best living baseball broadcaster, in my opinion. Dan, back to you.
Okay, this could be very, very unique. I'm going to go Sean Farnham. Ooh. I love Farnham. Former Fox Sports Radio, now on ESPN. I think Farnham does such a magnificent job on college basketball, and he does a lot of West Coast stuff. Give me Farnie at number seven.
All right, Sam, did you have a third option handy?
I do.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Sean McDonough. I'm a Sean McDonough guy. I know you guys might
he's
be like,
great.
Huh?
No, he's great.
Head scratcher? No, I like his voice. I think he's chill, but he also gets that power across in his broadcasts.
Super,
Sean McDonough.
Super sarcastic at times as well, too, which I appreciate. Aaron.
All right, I will go maybe a little bit of a curveball like Sean Farnham, and this is going to sound homerish because I have worked with him and I know his passion for his sport. I just think Joel Klatt is excellent, mm-hmm. and this guy loves college football, the good, the bad, wants to help it. So I'm going to go Joel Klatt with my second pick.
I like it. I feel like I'm always learning something with Joel Klatt.
I agree.
Which I appreciate. All right, Jay Stu, you got the last pick. Back to you.
I just feel like our listeners are like, there's a lot of people that we're not drafting here. And I'm gonna pick one, too, that you guys probably didn't have on your list. He was born as we were coming out of the Depression. And he's still doing games. And he's an amazing listen because he knows so much about basketball. And that's Hubie Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Hubie, good.
90.
Wow. You got Vern's going to be retiring at the Masters as well. Vern Lundquist up there. He'd been doing the NCAA tournament.
We didn't name Gus Johnson. Didn't make our list. Gus would have been, if I didn't take Harlan, it would have been Gus.
All right.
Yeah, well, we could do eight rounds of this.
Yeah, really.
That was fun. All right, that's game time.
Yep.
That's game, huh?
Game's time.
This is Game Time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Morehead State still holding that 3-point lead over Illinois midway through the first half. The other games right now with the top seeds likely keeping the other squads at bay. He is Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. Hit Nick up at NCope. Jason Stewart at Jason Stewart and Iowa Sam at Iowa Sam 99. Find Aaron at Aaron underscore Torres. You can find me at Dan Beyer on Fox. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Well, what happens next with Shohei Ohtani? Oh, boy. You won't believe where this story goes.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.